You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 158. And today I want to help you wrap up this year and this decade with so much power that it catapults you in the new year. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier to online business owners, entrepreneurs, service professionals, basically people who want to make a massive difference in the world and get paid while doing it. And today is, we are entering into the holiday season as this episode is dropping, but I want you to really like get connected to what this time of year is all about. This is a time of year where so many people get caught up in the flurry of activity. If you celebrate Christmas, you're probably all wrapped up in the holidays. Maybe there's family drama. Maybe you're traveling and have to be all over the place. But this can also be a time of great intentionality. And I want to encourage you to carve out a little time over the next 2 weeks away from your family, away from your obligations. Take yourself out to coffee, take yourself out to lunch, carve out an hour or two in a special place in your home that gets you inspired, not where you normally do work, and go through this process that I'm about to lay out for you. I'm happy to share a worksheet I'm using for my Amplify Mastermind. This is something we do as we close out every year, and there's a part two that you get when you're in the Amplify Mastermind where I move people into a space of really clear intention on how they're going to make the next year absolutely powerful and exceed all of their expectations. But I want to take you through the wrap-up because sometimes we just set goals, but we don't really take inventory of the year we just completed. And so you're setting goals that don't have a lot of context, or they're not really going to be as powerful as they could be because you're not taking in some important information. Now, if you want the worksheet, we're going to be posting it in my absolutely free Amplify Your Success community. And if you want to join us, you need to go over to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you basically have a sign-up page where you tell us a little bit about yourself. You'll get access to my 7 profit amplifier steps that I guide all of my clients through. And when you join into the Facebook group, you'll see the post with this worksheet that you can download. But let's go through this process because you can take notes and you can work through all of the elements on your own if you want. But if you want the fancy worksheet, you can come into the Facebook group. The idea here is to really like acknowledge what did happen, what did work. And one of the ways to do that is to look back over your goals for the year and really pay attention to what did you accomplish and what didn't you accomplish and why. So instead of just blowing past all of that, really pay attention to what was missing that caused you to not achieve your goals, and then to write those things down because that is your growth opportunity for the new year. So let's say you had a goal to write a book and you didn't get the book written. Why? Was it a time issue? Did you not know how to do it? Were you missing accountability? Did you not know what to write about? Really like connect with the what was in the way part of the reason you didn't accomplish it and turn those into action steps. Turn those into growth opportunities for your 2020 goals. The second thing to do is to really celebrate the goals you did achieve, even if they weren't on your list. Okay, so this is a two-parter. First of all, really acknowledge what you did finish, what you achieved, what you, the goals that you marked off your list, and let that feeling sink in of accomplishment. Most entrepreneurs and high achievers, they're moving so fast that they just like go, oh yeah, I didn't accomplish these 70 things. But you forget to really acknowledge the things that you did achieve. And that is important energy to use to become fuel to accomplish newer, bigger goals. And then really acknowledge the things you did accomplish, because a lot of times we accomplish things that we didn't know we were going to have on our plate. And instead of saying, I didn't accomplish my goals, really notice what you did accomplish. Okay. Now, the next thing I think that is really critical is to pay attention to the lessons. So I don't know about you, but every year I have a lot of learning. You know, there's always things I learn about myself. There's things I learn about my business. There's certain things I learn about the industry. And capture, what were like your top 5 to 10 biggest lessons? Where did you grow? What did you learn that you can use to become better in the future? So in our mastermind, this one's always really interesting, because a lot of times what people learn, and this happened last year, was there were things they already knew that they learned in a newer, more powerful way. So one of the women last year was sharing that she relearned like how important her beliefs were about money in the way she made decisions about her marketing. And this was a huge aha for her, because she had a tendency to hold herself back and not really take action on the strategies and the campaigns and things we would line out. And she would get distracted by kind of the sure things that she thought would make more money. But what was really happening was she was scared to try new things. And that was a mindset. There was a fear of not getting it right. So when you take in the lessons, you're really anchoring in new mindsets, new muscles you're building to get stronger in business, and you're recognizing where you need to continue to grow. The next thing is qualities, strengths, and superpowers that you realized you have. One of the things we do in the Amplify Mastermind that I think it's more unique than a lot of ways masterminding happens is everybody has to focus in on a superpower, a strength that they have, a quality that makes them powerful in their business. And for most people, this is dormant. It's under-recognized. They don't really pay very much attention to it because it's so obvious to them, but it's actually what makes you unique and powerful in your work. So take inventory. And if you don't know what they are, this may be a really important reason to get into a mastermind or a coach in the new year, so you can start to let those energies get your focus instead of all the things that you may beat yourself up about that you don't do well. Now, here's where I think this process becomes very powerful, by looking at what didn't work. So the next question I would have for you is, what are the goals and dreams that didn't happen? What did you set your focus on? What did you want to do, but you never did it? Okay, so we kind of talked about that a little bit in the beginning, but this is a little bit more like these were probably dreams that you never really said out loud and they didn't get space. So one of the women I worked with in the past, she had set many, many, many years in a row a goal to change the direction of her business. And every year she would focus on making her current business better. And she would not make the time and the bandwidth to really grow. And then she had a really bad few months in her business. And I use that as an opportunity to bring her back into the reality that her current business would not be volatile the way, I'm sorry, her new business would not be volatile the way her current business was. And that by staying in her safety zone, she was actually sacrificing the dream. So at the end of the year, when we can take inventory of these things and say, wow, I never pursued that dream, this becomes an opportunity to say, is it important to make it a goal for the next year? Or is it just a fantasy and I'm going to let it go? The next piece is tolerations and energy drains. And I want to talk about this for a minute, because I think sometimes there are things that are draining us. They are pulling at our focus. They're taking us away from the things that would actually drive better results. And they're a little bit in our blind spot. And I like to have my clients really inventory, what are you putting up with? What's draining your energy? It could be a team member. It could be the lack of support. It could be a chronic cash flow problem. You might have some things that are broken in your home office or where you go to work every day. You may not have your own workspace, and it's really, there's so many distractions. You feel pulled and you don't get to focus. What are you putting up with? Let's turn that into a goal for the new year. How could you flip that into, I'm going to raise my standards. I'm going to up my game and make this the best year ever by dealing with some of the things that pull me out of my best game. I like to, on the heels of what did I set as a goal and I didn't do, really acknowledge what you need to let go of or forgive yourself for. So you may be holding on to some resentments. You may have some expectations that kind of run as an undercurrent, like a negative toxic banter in your head all the time. You may have some incomplete dance, some kind of a issue with someone else that never got resolved. Maybe you had a failure this year and you feel bad about it and you're harping on it and you're not letting it go, or several years ago. Take some time to let go of the things and forgive yourself for the things that are the coulda, shoulda, woulda. And let yourself have the permission to move away from them and back into focusing on what you do want. And then last, I think we all meet lots of amazing people every year. And sometimes we forget to acknowledge our gratitude for them. So what if one of the things you inventoried are all the new people that came into your life that you're grateful for, and like you're appreciating who they are in your life? So for me, this would be my podcasting community. There's several people that I really kind of went to a next level friendship-wise this year, like Devi Adea of the Spiritual Entrepreneur, and JJ Fazanes of the Spirit Purpose Energy podcast. I'm also really grateful for the flow that my team and I've gotten into. So I spent a lot of time really acknowledging and being grateful for the members of my team. I'm in a marketing mastermind that's very powerful, and I'm super grateful for a lot of the people I've met there. So be really in that space of acknowledging them and noticing what's been different, what's happened that's exciting for you because of those relationships that came into your life. So those are some of the things that I think could be really powerful for you to claim as the year end wraps up. Now, I'm going to go to one practical level that's not on this worksheet, because I do this with my clients and I think it's really important, is to look at the strategies that you thought would work, that didn't work, that it's now time to do better. And part of the reason why I encourage this at this time of year is we're starting to create our game plan for the new year. And yet so many people are just doing more of what isn't working. So I'll give you a perfect example. One of the clients in the mastermind this last year, she had been out speaking for like 25 years. That was part of her growth strategy at certain events. And when we started to inventory what was getting her best sales, her best clients, it was not from speaking. And oftentimes those events were costing her way more money than she was making in terms of the results. And she had been resisting the new marketing strategy I suggested for her. But when we ran the numbers and she looked at, oh, that's not working. But if I spent an eighth of the money on this new marketing strategy, I could get 10 times the revenue and results. She started to see that it was time to let go of what was old and was no longer performing, so that she could make financial and time bandwidth for something new that could work even better. So when you start to, on the practical, logical side, really look at what are the strategies you use to pull in your best clients, to magnetize them in, how well are they performing, then you can start to up your game. I was talking with the owners of a yoga studio who approached me to mentor and coach them. And this is one of the things we started looking at, is what is driving your best clients, your best repeat business in the door? And when you know the answer to that, then you start to have the right information to build your 2020 plan. So I will be talking about how to do your best year ever on the next week's episode. But do this step first. Give yourself some space to really take inventory of your year and to get connected to what worked, what you need to celebrate, what didn't work, and what you want to do better in the new year before you set those goals and start to really create drive and ambition for a whole new set of goals. You'll find that you're clearer, you'll find that there's more power and momentum, and you're gonna do better on your goals. Now remember, I'll make the first part of this worksheet available to you in the Amplify Your Success community. It's my gift to you, and you can pop in and get it at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. We'll be posting it at the beginning of the week to help with your year-end wrap-up. All right, I can't wait to hear what your big ahas are, what your big shifts are, and if you've got some year-end rituals that you want to share, we'll be creating a thread around it in the group, and or you can come post it on the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. I hope you've had a magnificent last 12 months, and I hope that you claim for yourself an even more amazing and amplified new year. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.